Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
You.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's honored. It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Well, welcome parents to the Parents Coach and Parents Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.A. Scott. And as always, we got another wonderful show for you. You know, this show here is being pre-recorded, so you're not going to have an opportunity to call in. But if you were going to call in and talk to us today, you'll be able to reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. But this time, we had to do with a pre-recorded show because my special guest for today is one that stays busy. And, you know, when I introduce my guest and tell you who we're going to be talking to today, you'll realize that she's busy to the point of, you never know when she has to step out and away from, you know, that social time she has and sharing information with us to, you know, doing something in the hospital or in the clinic or, you know, if she's observing an operation or whatever she may be doing. What I'm talking about is our one and only Dr. Monica Watts-Baldwin. Dr. Monica Watts-Baldwin is our special guest for today. But as always, before we bring on our special guest, I'm going to try to get here and, you know, I'd like to give that little plug where my man, Mr. Keith Wright, comes in and does his part. So if we can, Keith, we're going to bring you up. Well, yeah, I can't get to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, either, but I'm going to keep trying here. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to bring the elder bill to the call. Oh, here we go.
Student
of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing, I'm my diploma out the pen. But I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Dr. Monica, are you on the line with us? Hello? Monica? Hello? Welcome to the Parents Coach and Parents Network. Are you on the line? Okay, let's see what's going on here. Well, I think our special guest got kind of sort of confused on which line was which, but we're going to try to bring her back up again. She should be calling back in here in a second and hopefully have some information for us. Well, I don't think she's on yet. But we're looking forward to call in. Yes, am I speaking to Dr. Monica Watts Baldwin?
Yes, you are. This is Dr. Monica Watts. Hi, how are you doing, Mr. Scott?
All right. We got her on the line with us. Well, of course, it's wonderful to have you on with us today. And we know that you're going to share some great information with us. And we seem to be having some technical difficulties this afternoon. And I think a lot of it is due to I was trying to do this pre-recorded show, and as a result, you know, things could be kind of wacky at times. But we're going to make this happen and work it to the best of our ability and have another successful show. So how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, and I'm glad to join you all.
Oh, well, thank you. We definitely thank you. And let me brag on my special guest today before I even go into any great details. If you had the opportunity to see that movie, Temptation, you know, the new movie that came out by, I think Tyler Perry wrote the movie or something like that. It was a new movie that recently came out. There was a dress in one of the opening scenes that Kim Kardashian had. I'm going to stop right there. I'll let my guest talk about her new things that she has coming out. But I also want to get into what we really want to talk about here today, and maybe we'll catch that part on the end.
Well, definitely.
Well, yes. You know, one of the things that oftentimes parents miss out on the opportunity of thinking about, you know, some of the proper nutrition and having a healthy child and how to make sure that their child stays healthy, you know, during the time that they're playing sports. And we're not really talking about a high competitive athlete, which we could be, but we're also just talking about your child out there on the playground and your child just being involved in sports at the middle school level or anything of that nature. So what Dr. Monica has shared with us today that, you know, a lot of good things, the protein and talking about athletes and dieting and all these different things that she's going to cover for us today, hopefully, we'll have enough time to go all the way through a very good and positive show. So, without further ado, if you would start out just by giving us a little intro to who you are and what you do, and we'll move on from there.
Yes, thank you so much, and Scott. I'm the founder of Behavioral Wellness and Arts, and there are two aspects of Behavioral Wellness and Arts. There's Behavioral Wellness and Performance, which we deal with working with athletes and deal with fitness trainer. And our main objective is to work smarter, compete harder, and you achieve a winner's mindset. So we approach it from a physical and a sports psychology standpoint. And the other aspect of behavioral wellness and arts is our birthing aspects. We also specialize in women wellness also.
Okay. So we are talking to somebody that is deeply and heavily involved in the field of medicine and understand it to the degree where, you know, she can not only talk to you about just basic health and wellness, but talk about it from the birthing standpoint as well. Well, you know, one of the first things that I like to ask you about, you know, you always hear people talking about protein and eating extra, you know, that type of stuff. What do you like to share with us from that aspect?
Well, what I like to share mainly when we're dealing with, especially when we're dealing with like teens and younger generation athletes, like you said, not the real high performance athletes, when dealing with like just regular common sports, for children to reach their peak performance, is about balance. It's more to it than just chugging down health drinks, protein drinks, and carb loading. And you get a lot of parents that they're dedicated to taking their kids to sports, but at the same time, you're meeting their track meets, but they're not dedicated to what's going in their child. They're killing their child all at the same time without even knowing it, without, you know, just the ignorance of it, of not being educated, not being an advocate. And that's one of the great things about the platform of your show, is being an advocate for your children. And we thank you for that, for bringing this awareness and this platform to everyone.
Well, you know, we have to be. We have to be proactive, parents. We have to be proactive. I can't say it enough, you know, to sit back and just be reactive and wait for something to happen. Then we have to run, and all of a sudden now we've got this huge medical bill. If you're proactive, you will probably prevent some of that type of stuff. You know, a lot of times we have athletes that want to go out there and do this dieting thing. You know, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, first, before you start any type of diet, like they always tell you, always consult your physician, your MD, your nutritionist. And if you're dealing with a sports athletic child, perhaps someone in your area that specializes just in sports athletes, because their needs are so much different. And also, it's not so much about a diet itself. It's about working the right foods and a fitness plan in the right amount, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's more about the balance of it. You know, a lot of sports, like, for instance, wrestling, in certain sports, they ask children or teens to lose weight, but at the same time, that can cause damage to the child also. The restricted dieting, I'm totally, you know, of course you have to consult your physician, but in the long run, it's not about dieting. It's about a good fitness plan. It's more about balance.
Okay. And, you know, that's a very strong point, because I tell folks all the time, you know, when they start talking about dieting and all this kind of stuff, I said, well, you know, first and foremost, you have to be prepared to change your lifestyle. And if you change your lifestyle, then you're changing your eating habits. You know, it's not something where you're going to go out here and, you know, just drop a couple pounds and think that that's going to be it, and some pounds are never going to show up again. You know, you have to actually be committed to changing your lifestyle and eating a variety of foods. You know, some of the things that you want to share with us on eating a huge variety of foods?
Yes, recently, just a few years ago, actually, for some parents that might not know, that they've changed it. We don't have the pyramid anymore. We're now to the food plate is a requirement.
Okay.
They're recommending the food plate. So it's no longer the pyramid, the standards of eating. It's the plate, and the plate was designed basically for more balance. So on the plate itself, instead of the pyramid, we have 1/4 starch, 1/4 protein. It's more balanced, and then half of the plate is basically your veggies and your fruits. So we've geared away from the food pyramid now to the food plate. Because studies and science have, you know, they're coming more aware to these things that carbs are, I know some people, that when they're adults, they get kind of running from the carb idea and these strict diets, these high-protein diets, but now they've geared to the balance where carbs in a certain amount and picking the right carb is healthy for you, picking the right type of proteins is healthy for you. So they're gearing away from just the food pyramid. It's now the food plate.
The food plate?
Yes, the food plate.
Oh, okay.
It's no longer
okay.
The food pyramid. So if you were to go inside your school or your child's school nurse office, they should have the food plate available, or a dietitian, they should present to you the food plate. The food pyramid is no longer the standard.
Oh, okay. Well, I think those type things, and I'm going to have to start paying a little bit more closer attention to it. And parents out there, you should also pay a little closer attention to that and make sure that they're not trying to promote the food pyramid, you know, the old food pyramid where you had certain items listed and, you know, the amount of this item, that item, and all that kind of stuff. Now, you know, as the doctor just stated, that it's the food plate. You know, when you talk about the food plate, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, that slips me off to actually thinking about plates and weightlifting and that kind of stuff and muscles and all that kind of stuff. I know I seen you talking about it one time, minerals and vitamins and things like that. You know, how does that add it into the food plate, and how does that add into the development of muscles?
Basically, when you're getting the balanced food, you don't have to take those extra supplements, especially as a younger athlete. They don't need the extra supplements and the health drinks.
Please say that one more time for me. Please say that one
more
time. You
do not have to take the extra supplements.
Okay.
If you're eating off the food plate, if you're eating a balanced meal, you're going to get all the minerals and vitamins you need if you're eating a balanced diet, if you're eating a balanced health plan. And, you know, the calcium, it helps build the stronger muscles, the iron, it carries the oxygen to the muscles. So if you're eating balanced, you're going to get that iron from your meat. You're going to get everything you need, you know, from your veggies, your iron, your milk, your calcium. You can get that all from your food. Your food is your medicine.
Okay. True. And even folks, if you know, the foods, as much as, you know, you always hear that your natural foods and your, you know, whole foods and all these other kind of things are, you know, the best ones for you and all that kind of stuff. But even still, if you're eating the foods that have the preservatives, they still have enough of your natural vitamins to help you sustain and maintain as an athlete. That's not just as an everyday child just doing some basic activities. We're talking about as an athlete. It still has enough in it to help you maintain and be successful at what you're trying to do.
Or if not, you can increase your protein. You know, like with protein powders and stuff, like athletes, they may need, you know, they need more protein than less active teenagers. So at that point in time, you just get plenty of protein through your regular eating. You just might increase. So that's be based on, you know, your physician, whether or not to do a huge intake of protein to build larger, strong, or, you know, larger muscles. But basically, muscle growth itself, you can get that from weightlifting, regular training, hard work, just the natural way, just putting in more hard work. You know, so if you're going to change your diet drastically because you are an athlete and you might need extra proteins, you know, the first measure is you ask your coach, your child's coach, is to check your training plan.
Okay.
You know, how you're training. Modify your training, and then you modify your diet. Because if your diet's already balanced, you might not have to increase your protein intake. It might just be to get more muscle built is to train a little harder.
Gotcha. You know, when I was a young guy and I talked about training all the time, you know, I made sure I maintained a high level of protein to help build muscle, whatever muscle I was trying to put on. But I also made sure I kept a good count, a good track on carbs. You know, I used to call it carbo loading when I'm trying to build up for something. And how important is that for athletes, our young athletes?
It does. It provides our athletes a good source of fuel, but we definitely need to know, like, what type of carbs, like the healthy carbs, you know, like brown rice, oatmeal, whole wheat bread, you know, choosing good carbs, fruits, vegetables, grains, those type of carbs. But restricting carbs from your diet, it can cause, like, fatigue, and in the end, it will affect your performance.
So you're telling me that there's good carbs and bad carbs?
Oh, yes. You know, like white bread and certain, you know, too much of anything, of course, isn't, and too less of anything isn't good. So it's all about balance. I can't stress that enough. It's about balance, and it's about, of course, the bad carbs. It's not so much the carbs. Sometimes you get a carb bar, or one of those health bars, they call them. It's not the bar itself. It's the sugar they put into that oatmeal bar. So it's not the oatmeal in the bar or the whole grain in the bar. It's the sugars that they add in the candy bar.
And so that's considered a good carb or a bad carb?
Of course, it's bad at that point because it's loaded with sugar.
Okay. You know, Hear that, parents? Watch out for those carb-loaded, them bars, them protein bars or carb bars that you see out there that's loaded with sugar. If they're loaded with sugar, that you may want to put it back on the shelf. Exactly. And please go ahead and explain that to me. What is that crash that you're talking about? Because, you know, parents don't really understand that, and they think that, okay, well, you know, the kid's getting a high intake of fuel, you know, because he's loading up on this or load up with that. Or you watch these kids and parents talk to them all the time about, well, yeah, he's hyper and he needs to run off some of this energy because he's loaded up with sugar and all that kind of stuff. So give me a little bit more detail on that crash aspect and how
basically,
that works with the body.
Basically with the crash is basically the eating the candy bars and the sugary snacks just before a game or a competition, you're going to get that high burst of energy, like that high. And then, but in the end, it's going to burn. Once you burn that energy off, you're going to feel sluggish. As soon as you're done finishing, it's going to leave you feeling nasty, sluggish, and that itself just crashes the entire performance because you have that crash moment. And then that's why we deal with sports psychology too, because it affects you emotionally also. You know,
okay.
You're dealing with all those sugars and behavioral problems and ADHD and all those other disorders that your children go through, but you're feeding them all these sugary carbs and all this stuff to make them hyper when they're participating in sports. But at the same time, you're having behavior issues out of them when they're in school academically.
Wow. So I think we need to stress that point one more time because parents have not related the two because of the fact that because of the fact that, you know, these kids are here acting up, what is causing them to act up? Well, I think Dr. Monica just stated one of the reasons why they may be out there acting up. Please restate that for us.
Again, it could be the diet that they're using or the foods that you're giving your kids when they're participating in these sports, you know, in the evening time, these after-school programs, you know, and then they're the next day, Your how their body is consuming this sugar, and then they are suffering from these emotional disorders or these mental disorders like ADD and ADHD. They can't pay attention because they're addicted to sugar. And they're getting these sugars from in afternoons from charging them up for sports. and then it's right. showing in their behavior throughout the day. So it's like withdrawals.
I hope you've taken some very copious notes here, because she's loading us up with information today. Definitely loading us up with information today. And if you didn't have a chance to take some good notes, you may want to listen to this track a couple times over to make sure you get it all. Well, you know, there's always been a question about fat and fat fuel, you know, and are we really able to burn off some of that fat and use that as fuel for our body, and how does that work?
With the fat itself, it is recommended, like vegetable oil fats, certain sweets. It's like less than one serving a, you know, like it's very less. Like, I think it's like one serving a week or something like that. It doesn't have to be in your daily intake, but that is a factor of your meal. You don't want to just eliminate fats completely out your health. Your fitness plan itself, but it's
okay.
not one of those things that's stressed on a daily basis of eating fats. You have to get the good, like I said, it's more like a balance itself. And
okay.
I believe now it's like one or less servings of it.
You know, and everything must be done in moderation, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to go out there and go and gore, be just a big old eating hog and just go crazy over trying to get your couple pieces of pork chop in. You know, that's some of the things that I tell folks all the time, that, you know, there are certain things that you want to eat, and I'm not going to jump ahead of myself because I know at some point in time you're going to talk about game day eating and that kind of stuff. But I want to talk about the importance of hydrating. And making sure that you're doing the right type of hydrating and when you need to hydrate.
I mean, hydration is like 24/7. When you're thirsty, drink. I mean, water is just like the most important part of unlocking any game power, just as equivalent of food. I mean, when you sweat during your exercises, it becomes overheated, you get headaches, you get worn out. Basically, there's no one-size-fit-all. I know you've heard of the 8 glasses a day or 8 cups of water a day. There's no one-size-fit-all when it comes your need for water consumption.
Yes.
But it's always good. Experts recommend that athletes drink before and after an exercise, as well as every 15 minutes during exercise. That's what's recommended. About performance. So it's like before you exercise, after you exercise, and during, it'd be like 15 to 20 minutes during your exercise.
You know, that's some very good stuff right there. You know, but, you know, a lot of times you hear folks that will prefer these Gatorades and Powerades and all these other additional drinks over just simply drinking some water. And I've been trying to push the point that water is your most important supplement. If anything is going to be needed out of all these things that we've talked about, whether or not it's your carbs, whether or not it's your protein, it's water. You can't do without water if you are a performing athlete. If you're out there and you're trying to reach your peak performance, and if you take water out of your equation, then you're definitely going to suffer. You know, just as she mentioned about overheating, the headaches, and, you know, feeling worn out and all that other kind of stuff.
Yes, most definitely.
Water, and, go
ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. And one thing I definitely want to stress when we're talking about water, I don't want to give the impression that, because I remember in my military days, in boot camps, we were forced to drink water. And
yeah. I can vouch for that because I remember those days as well. Okay.
Yes, they were like, drink water. You're forced to drink water, you know. And it's good to drink, even drink. You don't want to wait until you're feeling thirsty to drink, of course. By that time, you know, you want to drink throughout. That's very important. However, you don't want to force yourself to drink more fluids than you need, neither. So that's the thing. It comes back to the word balance. It's hard, you know, it's hard to run when there's a bunch of water sloshing around your stomach. So if you drink too much water, on the other hand, it might hinder your performance. So you have to know your child's body. Your child has to be able to know its body.
Okay, that's a real good point. Real good point. That's a real very good point. And you know, when you talk about the different different drinks, you know, a lot of times folks have a tendency to add in these like Red Bull and all these other little drinks that's out there. You know, these drinks that's high in caffeine. Tell me, what's the cons on those type of drinks?
The caffeine acts as a diuretic. I mean, basically, you have a diuretic going through you. You're going to be having to urinate more, which could cause you to become dehydrated. Basically, if you're dehydrated, you can't perform because you can't perform. You don't have the energy to perform. You're dehydrated. You're weak, fatigued. You go back to those other issues. And on top of that, caffeine, it interferes with your performance because when you try to go home and sleep, you have trouble sleeping. So, you know, it's the caffeine itself in these new branded drinks, these commercial drinks, just the caffeine and not being able to sleep. Basically, you're turning children into addicts.
Okay, and we definitely want to avoid that. Well, you know, I think we're about to wind down here, but I definitely need some information from you as far as game time eating and things that parents need to be aware of.
Game time eating, it basically, your foods you've eaten over the past several days or weeks, what you want to do to boost your performance is paying more attention to what you eat on game day. Don't try to starve yourself. Just try to keep that balance. Strive for a rich diet that's moderate in carbohydrates, protein. You want to eat a meal 2 to 4 hours before the game or event, whatever you're performing. You want it to be 2 to 4 hours prior to. So you don't want to, like, go, you know, eat a meal an hour before, 30 minutes before, on your way to the football field. You don't want to do that. Only thing you're doing is hurting your child. So you want to eat a meal 2 to 4 hours before the game.
Okay.
And then after the game, you want to eat a snack less than 2 hours before. So if you have to eat something less than 2 hours before the game, let it be like a small snack.
Okay. Well, you know, we've been listening to Dr. Monica Watts Baldwin, and she's provided us with some wonderful information on athletes and their nutrition and things they just simply need to be aware of. Give us some information on how folks can contact you.
You can contact me through Psychology Today. You can put me in the national reference in psychology through psychologytoday.com. Just Google Dr. Monica Watts, or you can contact me directly through my website at behavioralwellnessandbirtharts.com, behavioralwellnessandbirtharts.com. You can contact me that way. And also at 850-380-0013,
850-380-0013. Like I said, folks, we've been listening to and talking with Dr. Monica Watts Baldwin. Remember, this was a pre-recorded show, so please do not give us a call, but you will be able to talk to us later on in the week. You can always reach us at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416. Well, Doc, we definitely appreciate you coming on the show with us today, and we're looking forward to hearing from you later on in the near future.
Yeah. Yes, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure, as always, Mrs. Scott. And for the parents out there or the athletes out there, if you want to, like I said, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of plan. If you want a customized food plate plan or eating plan personalized just for you or your child, you can always go to the government website where they have done away with the food pyramid. Now it's the plate, and it's called choosemyplate.gov, choose, myplate, myplate.gov. all the information I provided is government information.
All right. And we definitely thank you. And, folks, please continue to listen to the Parents Coaching Parents Network. We'll have tips from Dr. Monica Watts Baldwin as we continue to air our shows. Thank you, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.